Hey, Ralphie Radio Show. It is Friday. We are recapping the week that was. Life and Style Weekly senior news editor Jordy Lippi, who joined the Ralphie Radio Show, of course, on Monday over the last weekend. The big news breaking that Jennifer Aniston is engaged. Now Life and Style breaking some more news exclusively about that rock she received. Right, Jordy?
Everyone's been dying to see this ring, and she hasn't showcased it yet. But sources told Life and Style that it is an 8-carat diamond. It is emerald cut with side diamonds as well, so I cannot wait to see it. And strangely enough, it looks a little bit like Angelina Jolie's engagement ring.
Is it about the same amount of carats?
Well, Angie's is a little different because it has more side diamonds, apparently, but I think they're probably about the same size in terms of the center stone.
Life and Style Weekly's Jordy Lippi here on the Ralphie Radio Show. Taylor Swift is in a new relationship, and it's getting kind of serious, Jordy?
It is getting very serious. She has been spending all of her time with Connor Kennedy up in Cape Cod, and she even purchased a home for almost $5 million. That's only 100 feet away from Connor's house. The couple have really only been together for a couple of months, but he's already gone down to Nashville to meet her parents. Obviously, she is spending a lot of the summer up there with his family, and she's even dressing like one of the Kennedys now. She really seems to kind of change with every man that she's with.
It's one thing to move in with somebody. It's another thing to buy a house right next to theirs for millions of dollars, because if this relationship doesn't work out, I mean, I guess she could make back the what she paid in the property, and song she'll write about it, right?
Yeah, exactly. I feel like maybe before buying the house, Connor should have had a little prenup, even though they're not getting married, to say, okay, no songs written about
right.
me, because obviously she just came out with the new song. We're never ever getting back together again. So he better watch his back, because I think, you know, John Mayer, who doesn't easily get embarrassed, was very embarrassed by the song Dear John.
By the way, you can listen to that new Taylor Swift track on the Ralphie Radio Show blog, but that's hilarious. We have the prenup, and then we have the Taylor Swift prenup. That's hilarious. All right, wrapping up with Life and Style Weekly's Jordy Lippi, a couple that has been together and has survived fame and celebrity, Tim McGraw and Faith Hill, still married. Jordy, how do they do it?
We actually got a chance to sit down with a very lovely couple, and they've, you know, broken all the molds in Hollywood and have been together for years. And what they told Life and Style is that they do not go 3 days without seeing each other. That is their limit, and that is their secret to a happy marriage.
It's amazing that they are able to abide by that rule and still have separate careers, although they do kind of merge their careers as well. I think they've toured together. They have a show together as well, right?
Exactly. I think it really is remarkable that they've been able to stay together this long with their busy schedules. But I guess if you make it a priority, anything can work in Hollywood.
Yeah, take note. Other celebrities love it. Little good news, too.
Yes,
that you could read
very
about.
Much so.
In the latest edition of Life and Style Weekly, senior news editor Jordy Lippi. Hey, have a great weekend.
You too.